Let's go!
Not too many things we know for sure, but we're figuring the Cardinals do not draft a running back high. They have perhaps the most dynamic running back in the NFL in David Johnson, but you need more than one running back. And with Andre Ellington now in the receiver room, Chris Johnson unsigned, that leaves you with Kerwin Williams and Elijah Penny. So where does that leave the Cardinals in terms of drafting a running back this year?
I think, like you said, obviously in the first few rounds, you're not considering it because David Johnson's so good, because David Johnson's going to get the lion's share of the carries. But you always do need to be ready in case of injury, in case you need to sub a guy in. So I'd expect maybe fourth, fifth, sixth round, seventh round. If it happens, it's going to be towards the end of the draft.
VA saying recently he wants 30 touches per game for David Johnson. Okay, is that realistic? For example, last year he averaged
about 23.
23.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of work,
right?
I mean, the eyeball test is, man, he was such an integral part of that game plan. I mean, I think there's been, what, one running back in the last two decades who's gotten anywhere truly above and beyond 30 touches a game.
Yeah, and Le'Veon Bell had around 28 last year, so maybe 25-plus is probably more realistic. I don't think you're going to hit 30, but clearly they want to give him the ball a lot, and David Johnson's okay with that.
All right, so if they do go after a new running back, a rookie running back, do you think they go with a guy similar to David Johnson or a totally different style?
No, I think they want similar. They like the idea of placing a guy in, and who knows the offense, who has similar traits so he can catch the ball out of the backfield, do things like David Johnson. You're not going to find a guy as talented as him, but if he can do the same things, that's a plus.
Yeah, and maybe you go for that day three running back with a lot of potential and upside.
Let's go! Let's go!